Good to see each one of you today. Psalms 90. Psalms, yep. 90 verse 12. We're glad to see you this evening. Pray the Lord to heal that ankle of mine. This gout. It's gout me. And, Tuesday will be actually 2 weeks. Very seldom do I ever have something that long. Usually it's about 7 days. I've drank two things of the juices that they told me. I've taken a half a bottle of the stuff from the health food store. I've been popping Celebrex, and I guess just had, yes, sir. Oh, okay. That's one of them. Moving your armpit, okay. Saw the hand, I'll pray for you, Bobby. Amen. And did anyone see Mike Porter? Did that man get saved this morning? I think Mike's coming in right now. Mike, did that guy get saved this morning? The man that you dealt with, he did not get saved?
He was saved.
Okay.
Fantastic.
So we got it. Wow. Wow. Was he a first time visitor? Wow, it was great having him. Who brought this young couple this morning?
That was Cody's girlfriend's sister's parents.
Wow. They did. They listened to me. I don't know how it came out, but they listened. And, let me share something with you. God's word never goes out vain. It never goes out void. Those people, I don't think, ever heard a real preacher before. And that guy was holding on, just like in a roller coaster. He was holding on. And but he didn't bail out, you know. And you just never know. You just never know what God's going to do. Amen? That's great. I'll tell you, this church, with all the sick we had, this church was almost completely full. That's amazing. And so let's keep up the good work that you're doing. Amen? And Bird Day's doing so good. Maybe I need to stay awake a couple more weeks. You know, this thing overflowing. And all righty. Psalms chapter 90, verse 12. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. I want to thank our associate pastor, Dave Ballard, for filling in, doing such a great job while I've been gone. By the way, Josh, he's doing the Sunday school in the book of Revelation. Where are you at? About chapter 18, right in there now, Josh? 18, so he's got two more classes, so you might want to catch that also. Alrighty. Thank you for dealing with that man, Brother Mike. Appreciate you doing that. By the way, Brother Harold started a couple weeks ago, 2 Sundays ago, Brother Harold organized. They had 5 families. And so Bethel Baptist of Stuttgart, Germany is officially started and going. It's organized into a regular church, and we're really happy for him. And one of the men, Eddie, that we witnessed to while I was there, one of the men that we witnessed to, one of the soldiers, was a charter member. We had a Burger King, the one that they have there, and that don't sell those things I hate. Schnitzel. Oh, man, schnitzel. Brother Harold loves that schnitzel, man. Whew. Probably why I'm getting the gout now. I couldn't get that schnitzel out of me. But you go there, Mike, don't eat that schnitzel, man. I'm telling you, it's bad. Harold eats it like crazy. And he loves schnitzel. Kraut, gout, pretty close to it. I think I got the cousin. But anyways, so proud of him. He organized. They got 5 families. Amen. And one of the guys that we witnessed to, Andy, while I was there, gave him a tract. He came, and they became part of the church. Isn't that exciting? That's so exciting. Franny was telling me on the phone the other day that her husband's mother was born in Stuttgart, Germany. Small world, isn't it? Alrighty, one verse, verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto what? The question is, where should we apply our hearts? Wisdom. Tonight I want to talk to you, Johnny, the title, Benefits of Wisdom. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Father, for the Word of God. Help me to be able to stand and speak and preach. Thank you for this morning. And Lord, I know your word never goes out void. And thank you for, even Lord, that man's getting set free. Even though he was saved, Lord, every person needs to know that they're saved. And they never, until a man knows he's saved, he'll never accomplish nothing for God. So, Father, I pray that you'll bless him and encourage his life. And, Lord, bless us here. Now, tonight, we ask in Christ's name, amen. God's word says that we should apply our hearts unto wisdom. You know, we are constantly applying our hearts to something in the world. And, for instance, this week, all you heard on the TV and the radio almost was the sports about the football game tonight. People applied their hearts all week to the Super Bowl. I don't care which one wins, our team's not, so don't make me no difference. I don't even know, I'll probably watch a little bit, but I'm not worried about it. You said I knew that preacher. And you know, I couldn't even tell you who won last week, last year. Or the I think I could because the Manning kid won, I think. Finally broke the curse and won a game. But his kid brother won't win tonight. Don't worry about that. So anyways, we're constantly applying our hearts to things around us. And God says, you know, you're so caught up in the world. I want you to focus more on me and the wisdom from God. Amen? So tonight I want to take a few moments and reflect on getting wisdom from God and the benefits from wisdom. Well, look at number one. Note, let's talk about the origin of wisdom. Where does wisdom come from? Well, James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth all men. So we know that the origin of wisdom comes from God. Amen? Yeah, look at Psalms 136, verse 5. I'll be reading a lot of verses tonight. I'm going to let the Bible do a lot of preaching. Can't beat the scriptures. If you have the King James Bible, you can't beat it. Psalms 136, verse 5. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth upon the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, his mercy. How did it go by? It was God's wisdom that was manifested in the creation, what I'm trying to show you. Look at Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8, and look at verse 22. The Lord, I love it. Now, this is wisdom talking to you and I. This is wisdom talking to you and I. Proverbs 8, and I'll be in Proverbs the rest of the night. Proverbs 8, 22. The Lord possessed me. Possessed, who's me? Wisdom. He in the beginning of his way, before the works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. Huh. Look down at verse 29. When he gave this to the sea, his decree, the water should not pass his commandment. When he appointed the fountain of the earth, then I was by him as one that brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before. In other words, wisdom has been all the way back with God. Are you with me? Wisdom is what would God use to make the earth. In the heavens. It was God's wisdom. It told the waters not to go over the boundaries. Everyone understood. What stops those waters from just going over and flooding all the earth? God put boundaries on them. Hello. And so, you know, everything obeys God but a man. That's amazing. The wind and the seas obey him. The wind obeys him. Even animals obey him, but when it comes to man, we don't obey him. Notice the book of Proverbs stresses the importance of wisdom through all the book. Look at Proverbs. Now, we're going to make a real quick thing through the book of Proverbs. Look at Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. You young people, the greatest thing you can get now is instruction and wisdom. And don't you say, I don't need it. You do need it. The greatest thing that'll help you in your life is wisdom and instruction from God. Trust me, those that have got wisdom, they're the ones that scale the heights. Trust me. And look at verse 20. I love verse 20. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. You know what she's saying? Get me, Jimmy. Get me, Jimmy. Get me, Austin. Get me, Austin. Get me, preacher. Get me. Wisdom's saying, get me. Get me. Hey, oh, earth. Get me. You need me. Hey, earth. Hey, you inhabitants of earth. Get me. Get wisdom. I can help your life. Amen? And look at Proverbs 2:2. So, that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. You never get understanding until you get some wisdom. Wisdom perfects your understanding, you see. And so tonight I want to give you a few thoughts. Let's look at what Proverbs says about the benefits of getting wisdom. I wrote down 12 real quick things. There's a lot more. I just took these 12. First of all, number one, wisdom is a deliverer. The wisdom is a deliverer for your life. Look at Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 12. To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speak with forward things. Wisdom can deliver you from life's traps. A lot of times if you don't have wisdom, you'll get in places or say things you're not supposed to say. Next thing you know, you're in trouble. But a person with wisdom will stay away from those areas. Amen? Then it goes on, talks about the sexual things of life. Look at verse 16. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flatters with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth, who forgetteth the covenant of God. And so it'll keep you away from those back rooms and back places. Wisdom will say, no, this is not good. No, this is wrong. No, there's a consequence for this. Wisdom says, stay away. Hello? Anybody still with me? Look at the second thing. It's a preserver of life. Wisdom, look at Proverbs 3:13. Proverbs 3:13, it's a preserver. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that findeth understanding. And then look at verse 14. I'm going to read from 13 all the way down to 18. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. If you get wisdom, you'll get understanding. For the merchandise that wisdom brings of it is better than the merchandise of silver and gain thereof than fine gold. Boy, I tell you, I heard him talking about the gold and the silver standards. Gold's, they say it's going to go up to $1,200, and silver, I think, I can't remember what they said silver is right now. It's up. They think it's going to even go twice as much. And but remember in Peter, the scripture says, your gold and silver is cankered. Don't put all your money in gold and silver. It's going to go up for a while, but it's going to drop. Are you with me? Who can say amen to that? Good investment right now, though, by the way. But I wouldn't worry about it. She is more precious. Look at verse 15. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. And all the things that thou can desire, not to be compared under. I don't care what you can desire, wisdom's better than all of them. You can think of all the things you might want in life, kids. If you get wisdom, wisdom would be better. Look what it'll give you. How many want to live long? Length of days is in her hand. That her hand's talking about wisdom. And you have wisdom, you live longer. And her left hand, riches and honor. That's the truth. Her ways are pleasantness of all her paths are peace. Wisdom is, she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that retains her. If you get wisdom, you're going to be a happy person. Now, notice also chapter 4, verse 5. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from thy words of thy mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Who will preserve thee? Wisdom. Every time you talk about her, it's talking about wisdom. This whole book of Proverbs is really focusing on wisdom and how important it is to our life. Forsake her not. Don't forsake wisdom. She shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all thy getting. Get understanding. Exalt her. Exalt wisdom. In other words, make it real important in your life. Put it as a priority for you to get it. And she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. She shall deliver thee. I'm going to tell you, the greatest thing you young people could get today is wisdom. You know what I see in the younger generation, Carl? I see a lack of character. I see a lack of integrity, and I see a lack of wisdom. And we need to get the older. Watch these older people; they've got some wisdom. They grew up and they've learned, and God showed them some stuff. And learn from the older people, and learn from God about wisdom. Note also, number three, wisdom's worth a great value. Look at Proverbs chapter 8. Verse 11, Proverbs 8:11, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Wow, did you see that? For wisdom is better than rubies, and all things that may be desired are not to be compared. He said, hey, I don't care what you'd want. If you had wisdom, it's better than anything you could even ask for. That's a big statement. Amen? Yes. And then look at Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1. Wisdom had built her house. She had hewed out her seven pillars. Seven's God's perfect number. I'm in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1. How much more stable could our homes be today in our Christian homes if we had men and women, Christian people, walking in God's wisdom? Amen? And then note also verse 10 and 11 of that same chapter. Let's see here. I don't know where it's. I miswrote that. Is verse 10? He that winketh with his eye causes sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. Yeah, and verse 13, in the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that's void of understanding. In other words, wisdom will keep you from a lot of trouble, a lot of heartaches, a lot of sorrow. A lot of these kids, I see getting all kinds of trouble. And you wonder, what's wrong with these kids? And they ain't got nothing going for them. I listen to kids on the radio and kids on TV, and it scares me with this young generation. I'm glad we got Bethel Baptist Christian Academy going. Some of these kids can't even talk right. Amen, amen. Will you buy me for mass? Free school, man. That just tells me one thing. That guy ain't got an ounce of brains. Hello. Don't talk like that. Use a little wisdom. Talk the way God would have you. Amen? And number 6, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 8. You know, if you get wisdom, people will respect you. you get wisdom, people will look up to you. Look at Proverbs 12:8. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom. How many see that? But he that is of the perverse heart shall be despised. But a man shall be commended according to his wisdom. People will respect and look up to you if you walk with wisdom. Even a young man, when a young man has wisdom, he's looked up to and revered. Number 7, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 6. Proverbs 14, 6. A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth not. You ever see people that are always scorning people? They don't have no wisdom. Because people with wisdom don't flap their jaws. Hello? People with wisdom are slow to speak. And when they do speak, what they say means something. Watch people with wisdom. They're not talking about people. The man that has wisdom, he doesn't speak about people because he knows when he speaks, it's going to come back to him. I noted this. A man with wisdom knows there is consequence for his actions. People that don't have wisdom, they don't care about their actions. They do things and they say things and they act upon things with no thought of the consequence. But wisdom will keep you in check. Wisdom will say, hey, no, there's a consequence to this. Amen? Look at verse 9 and 33 of that same chapter. Where am I at here? 14. The fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. Yeah, people that have got wisdom don't make a mock of sin. And you young people, don't run around with kids that think it's funny to do sin. Kids that think it's fun to get in trouble, stay away from them. I used to run with people like that when I was a kid. I'm very lucky that God saved me. And it'll get you a lot of trouble. Notice in verse 33, wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. You ever notice? The Bible says even if a fool shuts his mouth, he's noted as wise. And so be careful with all the words that you say and all the people are, you know what amazed me? We were talking, Eddie was talking, we had dinner this afternoon, me and Eddie Freddie and them. My dad was not even a saved man. My dad was the most honest man, Bobby, most hardworking man. And Carl, I never heard my dad make fun of nobody. I never heard him. He never got in the crowds and in the lunchrooms, and you know, he'd walk in, get his coffee, and go right back to work. Yeah, and matter of fact, when he walked in, they got quiet. They were terrified of my dad. He had a violent temper, but he was quiet. He just didn't want to light as wick, he was a guy from your school, Mike. He just wanted to work and do a good job, and he was a man of little words. My dad very seldom. The only time he talked to me, hey, you want to go fishing? Or you want? To, I mean, he lives could sit down and talk for hours about just anything. My dad would. If my dad talked to you for 10 minutes. You thought you had a marathon. Wow, Dad, you're really talkative today, you know? But I got looking all the way Christians act, you know, like, and the way they talk about other Christians, and the way we get bad feelings about other people. Man, if lost people can live better than us, what does that say about our lives? Hello? Am I making sense to anybody? We as Christians, we need to watch our critical eye. You know, Listen, we all got problems. You know I've got a ton of problems. And you could talk about me all day, but instead of talking about me, why don't you pray for me? God, preacher needs help. Yeah, I know it. And so in any event, wisdom is very careful what it says. And then look at Proverbs 16:16. Wisdom is priceless. Proverbs 16, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather than be chosen silver? And I don't care how much gold and silver you get. He said wisdom is so much far better. And so I want to encourage you young people, get all the wisdom you can. Now, can I say something to you kids? I'm glad you kids are going to college, and that's great. And I want you to learn, because you can. Higher education is good, by the way. See, 2 and 2 is 4. And that, when they teach you that, that's knowledge. But wisdom comes from God. Wisdom, Andy, is not 2 and 2 is 4 or X equals pi, whatever, all the stuff you kids do. No, wisdom is what God puts inside a man or a woman that lets them know what's right and wrong. It's kind of like discernment. Hello? How many are still with me? And you want to get wisdom from God, kids. Now, not many of those teachers up there in those colleges got wisdom. Matter of fact, I wouldn't give you on the scale. They probably hardly don't have anybody over there, hardly. There might be a few Christian people. I don't know. I hope there is. But I'm so proud of you kids. You've not let the colleges wreck your mind. You've stayed faithful to God. God bless your heart. So proud of you. We've got four or five kids right in this front row that's all going to college. And they're always in church every service. I am so blessed to be your pastor. I'm honored to be your pastor. I can't tell you how much I love you. I can't tell you how much I'm proud. I'm glad you haven't let the world corrupt you. And I want you to seek the other stuff, because you got to learn how to do these things in medical science and stuff. But in your getting that, get all the wisdom from God you can get to. That's far more important. Amen? And then I'm almost done here. Fools die and go to hell because they don't have wisdom. People with wisdom get saved. Look at Proverbs 19:8. 19:8. He that giveth wisdom loveth his own soul. Now, I know this is talking about a lot of things. I think it's talking about when you have wisdom, you're going to have a lot of things in life that you're going to escape. As far as problems that you, if you didn't have wisdom, you'd have gotten a lot of trouble. And so it's gonna save you from a lot of things in life, a lot of problems and heartaches. But I'll tell you, the Bible says only a fool will sit in heart there's no God. Wisdom, you know how you get wisdom? You fear God. And you obey God. Are you with me? And people with wisdom, they get saved, Eddie. Because wisdom brings you to Christ. Amen? And notice what it says. He that giveth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. I hope I can encourage you tonight to think about wisdom and ask God, God, give me more all the wisdom I can understand things in life. I pray that you'll just pray to God, oh God, show me all the things I need to understand. Look at Proverbs chapter 21, verse 30. For the smart aleck, you can't outthink God. Proverbs 21:30, there's no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. I like that. No one knows more than God. You know who tries to think that he always knows more than God? Satan. He said he had the 5 I wills. I will send. I will do this. He thought he knew more than God. I'm going to tell you, he found out he didn't. And the fool thinks he knows more than God. But I'm going to tell you, he finds out in the end he doesn't either. And so what we need is to humbly just fall on our knees and say, oh God, I need your guidance. I need your help. I need your leadership. I need your understanding. I need your spirit to teach me. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you'll do that, God will give you. I was talking to Brother David. He's got a high IQ, and I'm glad he does. And he's learned. He's learned a lot of Bible, too. And I said, David, I was a kid that barely went to school. It's amazing how God saved me off the street, Andy. My senior year, I missed 63 days. Isn't that horrible? Preacher was a juvenile delinquent. Wish I could get those days back. Hello? And when God called me to preach, I was really terrified. Because as far as man's ways, although I'm not a zero, I'm not at the top of the group either. But when I went to Bible college, I got straight A's. Because all I did was seek God, Josh. I just sought God. Nothing mattered in my life but God. And he filled me. And he filled me with his word. And he filled me with his spirit. And he filled me with understanding of the scriptures. And he filled me with things about life. And I'm going to tell you, I'm glad that God could even take a guy like me off the streets and make something useful out of his life. Amen? Amen. And if he can do that with me, what can he do with you? Isn't that amazing what God can do if we'll just submit to him? And then look at Proverbs 23:4, and I'm almost done. 23:4. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. You know, I was thinking about this. Boy, Ruthie, I really made a lot of mistakes trying to make money. You know, when you try to make big money, you usually lose it. Hello. God wants us to work. He wants us to work. Don't misunderstand me. But usually people that's got wisdom that will seek, just put God first, just put God first, it seems like money comes to them. When all you can think about is scheming how to make money, you'll never make it. That's not how God works. If we put God first, and like the jobs he gives us, say, Lord, I thank you for this job. This job is what you've given me to provide. Lord, I honor you with this job. He will bless you through that. But these quick, rich, overnight become a millionaire, that doesn't work. Trust me, it's a scam. And look what God's word says there. Verse 4? 23:4? Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. The world wants that. Listen, Solomon became, not did God give him more wisdom than any man, but with that wisdom came fame. And with that wisdom came wealth. I didn't even mention this morning. By the way, when I showed you kids how they broke up those 12 tribes. Remember how the 12 tribes of Israel broke up this morning? I was preaching how the northern kingdoms. Do you know one? And I didn't elaborate on it. You know one of the reasons they broke up with Rehoboam and stuff. When Solomon died, do you know what Solomon's net worth was worth? Do you realize the money? Do you realize the fortune that Solomon had? And those boys fought over it. Hello? I'm gonna tell you something. I think if we'll just serve God and love God, Carl, if we'll be faithful to work. He said the sluggard, he'll come to poverty. I'm not knocking working. I think everybody should work. But if our priority is just become rich, 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 our priority should be serve God, and while we're serving, watch God add to your life. That's how God enriches us. I've tried 100 different things, from the stock market to you name it, and nothing ever made it. And matter of fact, I lost money. You know what's amazing? The church made over $12,000. We're at the very end. We're selling these shoes. We're at the last little bucket of shoes, and they're mismatches. Do you know last week one guy gave $146 for 10 Chuck Taylors that didn't even match? I have a pair of set of boots. I don't know if they're 10 and a half or 11. They're immaculate. I put them on for $9. They didn't even bid on them. They're immaculate. What size was this? I think they're size 10 and a half or 11. If you take a size 10 and a half or 11, it's a black boot. It's immaculate. Johnny, you remember what size that boot was? It's immaculate. It came out of that store, Hanover. And not one person of all eBay bid on that immaculate shoe and these crummy crud things you would throw in the dumpster. The one pair of black ones that were completely, we said they're worn, they're ripped. We showed pictures of the fronts are all rubbed off. They're ruined. The bottoms are all destroyed. $171. And I said, where is the wisdom of the world? It's almost scary. We're putting those junk shoes on. You told us, Josh, just to remember how you have to be nice. All the guns that didn't match, we just threw them in I had a big barrel. We're emptying the barrel out. We're making hundreds of dollars on the barrel. They haven't paid yet, but we're going to get it eventually. Amen. I'm going to tell you, wisdom would say, no, I'm going to buy that beautiful pair of black boots for $9 and let those old worn out shoes go for $171. Amen. Anyways, I'm saying we made $12,000 on those shoes. I never went after those shoes. They came and gave it to us. Are you getting the picture? How many are getting the picture? Some of you just say, preacher, quit, just quit. The football's done, and I just care about football. But let me close out with this. Look at Proverbs 24:3. Through wisdom is a house built. By understanding, it's established. Can you imagine how many strong Christian homes we could have if people had great wisdom? Our houses are battlefields. Our homes are in turmoil. I'm talking about the Christian homes. And you know I'm telling you the truth. There is a lot of problems in the Christian homes. We need some wisdom to help strengthen our home and establish our homes. Amen? Because we're not tackling the problems. We're not reaching the children like we should. We're not approaching the children like we should. And we're not, husband and wife are not dealing with each other like they should. And we just need to have wisdom from God. And I just thought, boy, if you could get a church that's immersed in wisdom from God, what kind of church could you have? What kind of home life could you have with the blessing of God's wisdom upon it? Amen? Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding is established. I'll give you one last verse. Look at verse 14, and I'll close. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. And when thou hast found it, when you found wisdom, when you get that wisdom from God, then there shall be a reward for you to get it, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. In other words, you know, boy, you got great expectations of when you get what can be happening. It's going to be more than what you can imagine. It'll be more than what you ever dreamed for. God says, when you get it, now am I going to be a blessing to you. I'm going to be a greater blessing than you ever could think. So tonight, I just want to encourage you to seek. Read that book of Proverbs. Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs, the man that God gave the greatest wisdom of all. He wasn't too smart at the end of his life. All those wives, 700, they had 1,000 wives, I think. 700 wives, 300 concubines, is that how it was? 1,000? And then he went after false gods. They let him to serve strange gods. But I'm going to tell you right now, you get some wisdom, and you'll strengthen your home. You get your wisdom, and it'll help you on your job. You get wisdom and help you in your daily life. Seek after it. I was reading through Proverbs the week or so, Roddy, and it just kept coming out. I might not have done a good job explaining it tonight, but I hope that you just hear what I'm saying to you. Proverbs is saying, it's crying out, get wisdom, get wisdom. We live in a world today, see, it's only 7 o'clock, and I only started at 6:30. Didn't preach very long. That's not bad for a guy with a bad leg. When people don't think it's wrong to vote for people that think abortion's all right, I could never vote for anybody that would vote for abortion.
Amen.
That's murder. I could never vote for a person that thinks same-sex marriages are that's an abomination.
Amen.
You know, and so that just goes. And when people think that's not wrong to vote for somebody that stands in those ways, that's a lack of wisdom.
Yeah.
At least in my opinion, it is.
Amen.
I believe we should try to vote. And by the way, I don't see any front row. And I hope you didn't miss what I was trying to show you this morning. I'm not doing the politics. What I want to show you was every country that had godly leaders, they lived longer. They were blessed. Those that didn't live for God, they were condemned. How many wants America to be blessed? How many wants America to become 300 years old? Well, God gave the Southern Kingdom longevity because there was some goodness in it. And because they had some good leaders. They weren't perfect. Matter of fact, a lot of them did some mess up, but at least they had some values for God. You're not going to get a perfect candidate. But at least I try to find a king that's going to be over our country, a president that would have some values that would focus on what God says. And I don't see it, deacons. The ones that I think have some value, they're not even in the limelight. The world don't even give them a time of day. And I see all these people flocking around people that I see, to me, would be horrible candidates. And Josh, thousands of people are flocking around Republicans that have no convictions. They're flocking around Democrats that have no convictions. And I say, Mike, where's wisdom at? Is there no sanity? I'll say this not close. Two of them there one night was, they said, when we get in, we're gonna raise taxes. Obama and Hillary, they said, we're gonna raise taxes. And people clapped. I don't know about you, but I think the America is overtaxed. I don't know how America is going to make it with the tax system. One man wants to get rid of it. That's why I know he'll never get in there. They'll kill him before. Because, that's another message. There's a lot behind what you don't see. What I'm saying is this. Who in their right mind would cheer? Yeah. It's already a burden, Bobby. Put some more on. It scares me. Ruthie, what's happened? People have no rational no more. The Bible says, come now, let us reason together. Boy, keep teaching the kids, Ruthie. They need teachers like you to help the kids reason together. Oh, my. I'm worried for America. I know you think, boy, this guy's just old-fashioned. You're right, I am. Jack, I'm going to be old-fashioned to the day I die.
Amen.
And I'm not. And Jackie, I'm glad I'm old-fashioned. But there's sometimes it just comes, it just makes plain sense sometimes. I'll say this, I promise. Carl, when you and I were kids, I was a kid and you was a little bit older than a kid, young man, there was a thing called common sense. See, a little wisdom goes along with common sense. I don't see common sense. I don't see any sense anymore, Brother Leo. I'm really worried about America. And if Christians don't start getting serious, we're going to see some real days of trials. We better hope God's people turn towards God, and preachers will start getting people back to God, because this is scary. But I know one thing. Jesus is on the throne. Amen? Okay, kids. You were real good. God bless each one. Let's have a moment of prayer. Father, I thank you for the time we've had. Lord, I pray, even though I might not have done a good job, you know my heart. I want them to have a thought for wisdom. And now, Holy Spirit, I pray that you would put a desire in every person's heart to seek after wisdom. Help them to see it's really important for their life. And Lord, wisdom can keep them out of trouble. And wisdom can take them out of dangers. And wisdom can add light, extended life. And wisdom can bring honor. And wisdom can bring riches and glory and blessings. So Lord, help them to seek you first. And as they exalt you and exalt wisdom, they'll be exalted themselves. So Father, help us, I pray tonight. And Lord, bless each one here, I ask. And Lord, if there be any here that doesn't know Christ as Savior, I pray tonight they would make Christ their Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse. Roddy, why don't you come and lead us?